are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Coming up on today's show, we're going to continue to look through the MLB Trade Rumors Top 50 Free Agents list. Last week, we went through this list looking at pitchers, talking about who's a fit and who's not for the Giants. And this week, we've been looking at free agent hitters. So if you want to know what we said about the top hitters, the very top hitters, go back and listen to yesterday's show. And then I think on Thursday, we also started to look at hitters. But today, we're going to continue our way through the list, starting at number 20, Nelson Cruz. So before we start, I just want to say briefly, I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs, which is part of Fangraphs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015, and then began hosting this show prior to the 2019 season, and we're approaching 400 episodes now. So thrilled to keep going, and on today's show, we're going to continue to run through this list, looking at which free agent hitters could be a fit for the Giants. At number 20 on MLB Trade Rumors list is Nelson Cruz, predicted to go to the Twins for 1 year and $16 million. This is an interesting one, and it's entirely contingent to me upon whether or not there's going to be a DH in the National League. I mean, that's obvious. Nelson Cruz is not going to play in the field. He hasn't played a position since 2018. He's just a full-time DH. And of course, the first reaction is that this makes no sense because traditionally there is no DH in the NL. But last year there was. It's possible that this year there will be again. And if there is, there's some intrigue to adding a Nelson Cruz. This guy is just a total impact hitter. One thing he does is he kind of clogs up your DH situation because you're not going to be able to mix in other guys. So ultimately, this is a total long shot. But if it comes out that there is a DH in the National League, this is another one of those potential bargain opportunities where you're looking at just an awesome hitter, even though this guy is 40 years old. He'll be 41 in July. But he's said to be seeking a two-year deal. And so if you're the team that's willing to give him a second year, then perhaps you land this total impact 40 home run hitter to your lineup. So total long shot, but the Giants could be a dark horse only if the league and the players union decide to implement a DH in the NL in 2021. Next on the list is Jackie Bradley Jr., predicted to go to the Astros for 2 years and $16 million. We talked about Jackie Bradley Jr. in a mailbag episode a few days ago, maybe a week and a half ago. And it's a possible fit. And the fit is if you're thinking that Mauricio Dubon needs a platoon partner in center field, which upon further review, I kind of am someone who does agree that he would benefit from that. The Giants would benefit from that. They're seeking a lefty in the infield to complement Evan Longoria, Donovan Solano, and Wilmer Flores. And I would also say they should be probably seeking a lefty to complement Dubon in center field. So the thing about Bradley Jr., he's a good, very good outfielder, center fielder, and he's a very good base runner, very fast. However, he's not much of a hitter, consistently below average. He reminds me a lot of Kevin Pillar, ultimately, in that he's about 10% below average offensively, but can impact the game on the bases and in the field. And of course, I mean, 10% below average is not that bad. So he's going to, at times, provide some offense. This guy has 98 career home runs. He can be a force at times. He's a 20 home run type hitter. the thing is, he would be in a platoon, and so you wouldn't really subject this left-handed hitter to left-handed pitching that often. And the problem, though, is that against right-handed pitchers, it's not like he's that good. I think ideally you're looking for someone who has nice production against righties, but maybe struggles against lefties. But for Bradley, he's only about league average against right-handed pitching. So I don't think it's the best fit, especially on a multi-year deal, which is what MLB trade rumors predicts here. If he ends up with 2 years, I don't think the Giants will be in those conversations. Just one more point about Bradley Jr. is that the Giants reportedly were interested in trading for Bradley Jr. at this season's trade deadline. I think that made sense because it would have been a pure rental. He would be on the team for a couple months and then he would reach free agency. That made sense, but a multi-year deal where you're blocking other players, and the Giants have a lot of outfielders coming through their minor league system, I don't think they want to do that by tying themselves to someone for multiple years. All right, coming up next are a couple of players that I'm going to say are legitimately solid fits for the Giants. But before we get into it, I want to talk about our good friends over at Built Bar. If you know me, you know that I love these bars. And I wouldn't be saying that about these bars if they weren't so low in sugar, because I'm a health conscious person and I'm not going to be eating a protein bar that basically is a candy bar. But what's great about Built Bar is that they taste like a candy bar. They taste like candy, except they're somehow very low in sugar and high in protein. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. I'm going to give an example of the nutritional facts about one of these bars. The peanut butter bar has 19 grams of protein, just 180 calories, and 5 grams of sugar. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. There's a free cooler with every purchase while supplies last. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. All right, as promised here in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about a couple of position players that I think are fits for the Giants as we move through this MLB Trade Rumors Top 50 Free Agents list. Coming up on Friday, we're likely to do a mailbag, probably no show tomorrow. The Locked On Podcast Network is, of course, giving us the day off. I really enjoy doing this show, so it's possible we could have one tomorrow, but likely Friday, mailbag. So you can submit questions to me at Ben Caspick on Twitter, and we'll do that mailbag on Friday. And then coming up next week, we'll probably continue to go through this list, and we'll start to look at the non-tender deadline, which is on Wednesday. And so that's going to be a huge day for the Giants and a huge day in baseball. So be sure to hit that subscribe button and come back for all of that content. But continuing to move through this list, the next hitter on the list is Tommy La Stella at number 30, predicted to go to the A's for 2 years, $14 million. And if you've been following this show, I've been drooling at this potential contract for ever since the offseason started. I think Tommy La Stella is the perfect fit for the San Francisco Giants in free agency. D.D. Gregorius, we talked about him yesterday, I think is also a solid fit as a left-handed infielder. But the thing about Gregorius is that he's a pure shortstop and doesn't really play second and third. You'd have to convince him of that. La Stella, however, those are his positions, second base and third base. And he fits that mold of a complement to some right-handed players extremely well. That's what he does. He is kind of a platoon guy. He's really good against right-handed pitching, not as effective against lefties. Something as going against him, he's going to be 32 years old in January, so he's not a spring chicken. But what he is an impact offensive player against righties, and he fits that mold of what the Giants have been looking for more and more, in that he has power, not a ton of power, but he's got pop. He's got 21 home runs over his last 130 games or so, and he does not strike out. And then this year he saw a spike in his walk rate, which had come down over the last couple of years. He's hitting the ball in the air more than ever. probably looks like a guy who may have undergone some swing changes in order to elevate the ball more. So he's become more of a power threat. He somehow decreased his strikeout rate as his power has gone up, which is very unusual. And then the walk rate came back up. Very nice, 370 on base this year. It was 346 last year. I'm kind of drooling over a lot of these numbers, and I think the fit is just really good because of the positions that he plays and the platoon ability that he has. And so if all it took to land Tommy La Stella was 2 years and $14 million, I think this would be the perfect type of player for the Giants to add. So they, I would expect, are going to be all over this. And he's someone to watch very closely as the offseason rolls on. The Giants should have competition. The A's really like the fit, and I know they'd like to have him back. But hopefully the Giants will be able to have a better offer because they are the more financially capable team than the A's, certainly. So I'll be watching La Stella all offseason. He's not the only option, as we'll see in a second. But to me, he's probably the best option. Worth pointing out, not a great base runner, not necessarily a great defensive player. But the bat plays, and you'll kind of live with some sloppy defense. Reminds me a lot of Wilmer Flores, probably a little bit of a better defender, more capable of playing third, but a left-handed hitting Wilmer Flores type. And we saw with Flores that the Giants liked him so much, he was the first guy that they gave a multi-year deal to. So I could see La Stella being the next. Oh, you know what? I went in reverse order. That's okay. We'll make it work. La Stella was listed at number 30. Number 25 was Colton Wong, predicted to go to the Red Sox for 2 years and $16 million. Now, in some ways, Colton Wong is like the anti-Tommy La Stella in that his greatest attributes are base running and defense, and he's not going to wow you with the bat. His best offensive seasons, he's been barely above average, and he's consistently been just a tick below average. I'm just not in love with what I see offensively. If you could get some more power out of him, then that's intriguing because he doesn't really strike out. Walk rate is acceptable. So he's got, in his career, about a league average on base percentage, but the power has just been below average. However, really good base runner, really good defender. Probably one of the best defenders in the game. The Cardinals turned down his $12.5 million club option. I'm not sure I said predicted to go to the Red Sox for 2 years, $16 million. Compare that to La Stella, predicted for 2 years, $14 million. So about the same. For me, I prefer La Stella straight up. So if La Stella is cheaper, that makes it even sweeter. Colton Wong just isn't as much of a threat against right-handed pitching as we've seen from La Stella. In his career, Wong has been just 1% above average against righties. And since 2017, it's 8% above average against righties. So if it's a platoon situation, you're getting solid offense, not great, not bad, a little bit above average, and you're getting good base running, good defense. Against lefties, you're getting a borderline unplayable bat, but still the good defense and base running. I prefer the La Stella model, but we shall see. I guess my ultimate point is that Wong would be a fit for the Giants. And if they sign him, I'd probably say it's a pretty good signing and it makes them better. I just happen to think La Stella is a better fit. I want that upside offensively. Perhaps they might think a guy like Colton Wong, they could get more out of him offensively, but that's for them to decide. And I would trust their judgment if they signed him and said, look, we think we can get even more out of this bat. Then suddenly, if you're getting really good offense or improved offense, and you combine that with the defense and the base running, you've got a really good player and a potential bargain. So these two guys, Wong and La Stella, are in fact, to me, very good fits for the San Francisco Giants. All right, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. Friday will be the mailbag. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. And that's where I take questions for the mailbag. Next week's content will be heavily focused on the non-tender deadline, and we'll also continue to go through this MLB Trade Rumors Top 50 Free Agents list. If you like the show, please consider rating it or leaving a review in the Apple Podcast Store. Thanks so much for listening. Happy Thanksgiving. Be safe, be smart, and we'll see you next time.